You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are visiting with John Gilson, the CEO and founder of Again Faster Equipment, a fitness equipment manufacturer that specializes in CrossFit equipment for affiliate and home gyms. John, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thanks very much, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you. So, John, how do you generate new ideas?
Well, I guess that depends on what we're talking about new ideas for, but at the same time, it's always generated by need. You know, we are looking at the equipment landscape and the users to see what are their pain points, you know, what are the problems that they're having using current equipment, where isn't it up to spec, and really, that same idea of looking for areas of need drives our overall process in the business when we're thinking about marketing, when we're thinking about IT, when we're thinking about new training programs. It's always what need is there in the community that isn't being addressed. And as our customer base gets larger and larger, we get the opportunity and the scope to look at more and more scenarios in which people are pursuing health and fitness. And we can do that through the filter of our equipment, but we also have the joy of having our media department able to address their educational concerns as well as simply their hard good needs.
As the CEO and founder of your business, what has been the most satisfying moment in your business so far?
Oh, there's a thousand of them, Eric. It's a question that escapes answer. You know, recently I was spending some time down in Ecuador with our Latin American community and speaking with the distributors down there. The most edifying part for me is always learning that we made a difference for somebody in their small business, in running their gym, their CrossFit gym or otherwise, or you know, in having contributed to their development as an athlete vis-a-vis our educational materials. At the end of the day, making money is well and good, and you have to do it to survive, but it's going to be the dent you made in the universe. It's going to be the people you helped that matter at the end of the day. So anytime I find out or hear that we've made a difference, that's what keeps me getting up in the morning.
Definitely. Now, what kind of culture exists in your organization, and how did you establish this tone, and why did you institute this particular type of culture?
Well, the culture is a natural extension of the pursuit. You know, Again Faster serves a high-intensity exercise community, and so I tend to hire from within that community. These are people who are used to not only working hard, but they're used to curing their deficiencies. That is, they know that if there's something that they're not good at, then it's their duty to not only learn to handle that task confidently, but to truly excel at it. And whether you're doing a new skill like climbing a rope or trying to put 200 pounds on your head, or you're trying to run better events, you know, you're trying to speed up product development, you're trying to improve vendor relations, that idea of being better than you were yesterday pervades our culture. The way that's created is fairly natural. That is, I think that the personality and drive at the top, you know, your CEO, your COO, your CMO, is going to predict how everyone else in that organization behaves. And so if we're constantly looking back at our efforts, seeing where we can improve them, that's certainly going to slow downhill. You know, at the same time that we're working hard and trying to improve, the culture here is also one of fun. You know, we're a young company. The vast majority of our employees are in their late 20s and early 30s. We like to get out and work out together. We like to get out and support the local businesses here in Boston Seaport. Some of those local businesses are, you know, Harpoon Brewery and Sam Adams. So, you know, as much as we focus on fitness, it's also really important for a healthy overall look on maintaining a good attitude and being a part of your community. As far as keeping everybody here happy, that happens fairly naturally in that when our customers succeed, our employees see it. And I hope and I do know that they take a great deal of edification from that.
Outstanding. Now we're joined by John Gilson, the CEO and founder of Again Faster Equipment, a fitness equipment manufacturer that specializes in CrossFit equipment for affiliate and home gyms, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, John, what do you want to be when you grow up?
that's a funny question, isn't it? You know, ultimately, Eric, the thing that's going to give me happy at the end of the day is having made a dent in the universe, having gotten the functional fitness and high-intensity training in as many corners of the earth as possible. I think as human beings, we always evolve towards better versions of ourselves. But what I want to be when I grow up, I already am, and that's the joy in my life. And for any CEO, I would ask them to look inward and say, are you doing what you'd want to be doing 10, 15 years from now? And if the answer is no, maybe you ought to stop doing what you're doing and start doing what you want to be doing.
And how do you measure success?
Well, obviously, in the same way everyone else does in terms of you know, the P&L and the balance sheet, you have to generate a profit. You have to succeed in order to survive and make an impact. You know, at the same time, I view money as a tool for achieving ends and not an end in and of itself. We're measuring our success right now by the number of gyms we open, by the number of countries we expand into, by our reach and our influence. And I think that when you're truly in the education game, as we are, although you may sell hard goods, the true measure of success is how many people did you help, how many gyms did you open, how many people are they educating. And so, you know, our true key performance indicators here at Again Faster all revolve around our span and reach. There's a million ways to measure success. And at the end of the day, I think you have to be happy with your purpose and what you're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. And lastly, how have you overcome career roadblocks?
One at a time. Eric, they come, you know, and you don't get any notice. You don't get any forewarning that somebody or something is going to throw a wrench in the works. And when you get to any appreciable scale, you'll find that that happens every day. And all you can do is keep that vision in mind. What is it you're trying to achieve? And decide whether those roadblocks truly are roadblocks. And if they are, you know, given the constraints, the rules of the game, can you get around them? And I like to say to, you know, my staff, listen, we can play any game on earth. Let's just find out what the rules are. So often, when you have a roadblock, what's really happened is the rules have changed, or you've got a new piece of information that you weren't prepared for. And that's probably the real challenge of being an entrepreneur is assimilating that information into what you're trying to achieve and acting upon it. And I realize that that answer is somewhat vague, but roadblocks are somewhat vague too. You know, whether the warehouse burns down, whether your key employee quits, whether you turn over half the revenue in a month you were expecting to, all you do is move on. And I think if I was to look back from 2017, 2018, or even now back to the founding of the company, I'd say that persistence is a quality that you need to have every day. And what separates those who make this happen from those who don't is the unwillingness and the virtual inability to quit.
Absolutely phenomenal response to that question. How about telling our listeners where they can connect with you online and also get more information on Again Faster Equipment?
Sure. I appreciate the opportunity, Eric. Again Faster is found at our EpenUS website address. That's againfaster.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. And while you are on againfaster.com, make sure you click that flag and check out all of our partners in Australia and Latin America and Canada, in Europe and South Africa. And absolutely feel free to call that number on the top of the website, too. We answer it live here in the States and are happy to speak with you about any thoughts or concerns you might have.
Sounds good. And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them to be more healthy or fit?
The thing that I do is when I roll out of bed in the morning, that's when exercise happens. And if you're anything like me as an entrepreneur, generally when you roll out of bed, your brain turns on. You know, it turns on and you're thinking about all the things you have to do that day and that quarter and that year. And I've found that if I get out of bed and I put about a pint of water in me and I get after exercise right away in a community of my friends, that it sets my day off in the right tone. And the rest of the day goes a whole heck of a lot easier. Stress levels are lower and my thinking is clearer. So what you can do is don't pass go, roll out of bed, put on the shorts and hit the gym.
I like it. We've been speaking with John Gilson, the CEO and founder of Again Faster Equipment, a fitness equipment manufacturer that specializes in CrossFit equipment for affiliate and home gyms. And the website, once again, is againfaster.com. John, thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
Certainly has. And this has been Eric Guy for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.